Democrats lost big last Tuesday when Republican Donald Trump won the race for the White House. For some voters, having the first woman at the top of a major party ticket made the loss even more personal.
One response to the election outcome, a spike of interest post-election day at Emerge Wisconsin. The organization trains women interested in running for office on the Democratic ticket. In the first 2 days after the election, Emerge fielded 18 inquiries.
Erin Forrest joins us now. She's the executive director at Emerge Wisconsin. Erin, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, Erin, what would you say that the candidacy of Hillary Clinton meant to Democratic women in Wisconsin?
Well, it was a huge deal. It meant a lot to me personally. I think that there were some differences between how different generations of women felt, and I think there was actually some science that backed that up, that said that older women who had experienced more sexism in their lives and in the workplace were able to relate a little more easily. But I talked to many, you know, tons of women from many different backgrounds, and all of them were excited to see. Even just the nomination was historic, and it meant a lot.
And on Emerge Wisconsin, what is your sense there about how Hillary Clinton supporters, particularly women, are handling that loss?
So that is also a range, and I think that, you know, as it, initially there were a lot of people who were very shocked because this wasn't the outcome that they expected. And, you know, people react to that in different ways. Some people were immediately ready to act. Some people, you know, it's the stages of grief, I think, came into play for a lot of people. It certainly did for me. So some people were ready to act and organize and immediately try to fix something that they saw as having gone sort of terribly wrong, and other people are taking a little longer to sort of get back up.
And so at Emerge Wisconsin, this is, I guess, sort of busy season for you. It sounds like right now is when you've been gathering applicants for your next class of women who want to run for office as a Democrat. What kind of response did you see there after the election with Hillary Clinton losing?
So in the, I guess, a little more than a week and a half since the election, we've had more applications come in than were started in the period before that, which was September, the beginning of September through Election Day. So they've more than doubled.
So what does that represent, do you think?
I think that it a lot of women felt like this was a call to action. They felt like they needed to do more in their communities and that they could and should run for public office. And this will be the 11th traditional cohort that we've trained. We've been doing it for a long time and have been very successful. So I feel pretty grateful that so many of them saw our program as a path to that.
Why do you think there is such a gender gap when it comes to women running for office of either political party or any stripe?
So that's a... That can be a long conversation, but part of it is when we're very young, there is no gap in political ambition between boys and girls. And then around puberty, we see this dramatic drop in the self-esteem of girls, so across the board, and political ambition falls with that. So by the time kids graduate from high school, there's a gap between a desire to run for office between boys and girls that never goes away. And there are a lot of very nuanced reasons that that happens, but it's something we see pretty consistently across the board. And it's not that women aren't equally motivated to try to change the world. They're just more likely to go into charity work or other paths other than elected office.
Well, you're trying to turn that around. I mean, just, I know we're speculating here and we don't have research, but what do you think happens between junior high and the end of high school to turn that around?
Fundamental societal change? Is that too much to ask for? I mean, there are a lot of programs that are designed to combat that. girls who keep playing sports and team sports in particular, you don't see as big of a gap. Girl Scouts does a lot of work around leadership and bravery for girls. So there are programs that are designed to address it, but I think it's really fairly new. You know, it wasn't all that long ago, in the grand scheme of things, that this really wasn't an option for women. You know, women running for office wasn't something that really happened. So the research on it is fairly new, and so are a lot of the solutions.
We're talking with Erin Forrest right now, executive director of Emerge Wisconsin. It's an organization training Democratic women to run for office. And she's with us to talk about a recent spike in interest after this year's presidential election. And is there any indication that on the spectrum of political ideologies that more Republican or more Democratic women are interested in running for office? Or is it just that women in general are needing more encouragement?
So women in general need more encouragement. There are things like the confidence gap that I don't think have ever been studied by party, but basically if there's a job application that lists 10 qualifications that are needed to apply, men will apply when they meet 6. Women won't apply until they meet all 10. So there are a lot of things that are obviously broad and don't apply to every woman, but are you know, have nothing to do with partisanship. One thing, it is still easier for Democratic women to get elected than Republican women. That's not something we see in Wisconsin as much, but the broader research shows that it's still an easier path for Democrats. And when women run for legislative office, they're just as likely to win as a man. This is a supply problem, not a demand problem. Executive office is a little more problematic, but this is women opting out of running. When they run, they win.
So do you think there's anything about, you know, I know Jessie O'Poyne from the Capital Times, we had her on the show before the election, and she talked about some of the issues that seem a little more stark for women, harassment, comments on appearance, threat, maybe sexual-related harassment, that kind of thing for women running. So are you saying it's not some of those things? Or what are you saying?
Oh, sure. No, it's those things, too. My point to the women we train is it's not like you get to avoid those things if you don't go into politics, right? Women get sexually harassed in every workplace. Women, you know, we face those challenges no matter what. Sure, in politics it can happen in a different, more public, sort of scarier way, but you don't get a pass on those if you don't go into politics. And the other part of that is in terms of media coverage. I certainly saw a lot of stuff that was problematic in the way that Hillary Clinton was covered. But there's a lot of research that shows that is not true when people are running for Congress or state offices, and certainly not for local office. You get asked more obnoxious questions like, who's taking care of your kids right now, that men never get asked, and sometimes there's a little more appearance stuff, but that it's really not as bad when you're not running for federal office.
What kinds of things do you teach the applicants at Emerge that you think they need to know?
So we do, it's a 6-month cohort-based training, so it's extensive and it's long-term. And we start out with them sort of getting to know each other and bonding as a cohort, and they start digging into their stories and how to connect that to how they run for office. We train on field and talking to voters, the voter contact and campaign planning part of it. We talk about media and messaging, and in that we talk about earned media and letters to the editor, so doing radio interviews, doing TV interviews, debates and forums and how you prepare for those. We talk about diversity and cultural competency. We talk about fundraising, and then we do the last weekend is graduation and a celebration, but it's also a training on ethical leadership. And then they also get to spend a morning shadowing female legislators at the Capitol.
Are there any past graduates of the program who have gone on to make successful bids for office?
Oh, yes. So we have over 70 alums who are currently serving in public office, and that doesn't count boards and commissions. It's anyone who's elected, so school boards, city councils, and we also have 7 women serving in the state legislature. So Senator LaTanya Johnson was just elected to the seat that Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd held in the state Senate, and they're both Emerge alums. And then we have quite a few in the assembly as well.
And just super briefly, we're almost out of time. Anything you'll do differently now, having watched 2016 and this election unfold?
Yes, but I'm not going to know exactly what it is until we have all of the data back. So we're absolutely going to be making some changes, but we're going to be basing them off the best information we can get. And we're also going to be adding some more programming to handle all of these women, because I certainly don't want to turn any women away this year. But we're going to have to sort of see who all applies and figure out how we can, you know, make it work for them.
Erin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Erin Forrest, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, an organization training Democratic women to run for office. And she was with us to talk about recent spike in interest after this year's presidential election.